The 4Ps project is supported by the Sovereign Network Group, funding the Move On and Thrive project. To find out more, go to sng.org.uk.
You're listening to Vectis Radio. We've got Chloe in, we've got Sam in, and we've also got Lisa in as well. And I know that the last time you were in, Sam, you said to me something along the lines of, you get really fed up because people don't see you. And they don't see, they don't understand you. And this is, that wasn't a go at me, by the way. And it's not, you weren't moaning at me. It's
no, you're all right. When it I
comes,
don't mind you.
When it comes down to employment and things like that, and people don't see you. So, come on. I know what you mean, but come on, make us understand. Make people understand.
Yeah, so a great example was, I was just talking to Chloe and Leisha about it. Everyone, once you get put as autistic in someone's mind, they see you exactly the same way they'd see someone else, and it's straight away, it's like you're not capable of certain things that you might be, and you're looked at in a very stereotypical and patronizing way, and then you might miss out on opportunities that you're really passionate about and would benefit from massively, because they'd almost make the decisions for you because of what you are seen as.
I mean, that's disappointing, isn't it? When you think that's what goes on. Just one question, really, and that is, when people give you a label, do you think the labels are needed? Do you think? I mean, I know that there'll be people out there that I'm glad I got a diagnosis, but in some instances. Whenever I spend some time with you, Sam, I don't see, if you're saying you're autistic, I don't see that you're autistic. I just see Sam. I just see Sam, and I think Sam's very witty, very funny when it comes down to sports reports and so on. But if somebody stuck a label on you, I mean, I say to people, if you've got a label on, leave it at the door, because everyone gets treated exactly the same. Everyone's got the same opportunities here. So do you think that there should be the labels that are? Because unless you read the label and fully understand it, i.e. people that haven't got autism, and they might be employing you or giving you an opportunity, unless they understand it, they're not really, really, what's the point of giving them, you know, so highlighting the fact that you might have autism?
I mean, I'm not ashamed to have that label, of course.
And you shouldn't be.
No, not at all. But I do agree that if people are going to take, are not going to take it into an understanding, then, and see me for something different to who I actually am, then, yeah, it's a tricky one.
It's a tricky one, but I think it's up to people like yourselves to educate others.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, I would say to you, Sam, that you're very knowledgeable when it comes down to sport. You're very knowledgeable when it comes down to a lot of things. You're a nice chap. I wouldn't have had a clue that you were autistic. You know, so you mask it quite well.
I have been told that a lot.
There are certain people that stand out a bit more. You know, stand out quite clearly. But you also think that when I've got this belief that when people come in and whatever, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. You can still be a sports reporter. You can still be on the radio. You can still do the things that you want to do. Why do we put labels on people to make them feel that they probably can't, or other people get it into their heads that, well, you can't do what I do because you've got autism. Because they don't understand what autism is.
I think the label should have a different meaning for different people. For example, my parents see, like, of course, where I'm with them all the time, they see the autism in me, and that's maybe where, you know, where the label is more important, per se.
Yeah.
But as you said, when I come here and then you don't see me as autistic, you see me as me. Yeah, I think that's the difference people should look more into.
I think it's just common sense that we treat people as they're treated, and we look at people. You know, I look at Chloe and I think, well, I can't see that the everyday problems that you may have because you're anxious. You have anxiety problems. You don't strike me as being anxious, a bit nervous sometimes, but I can't see that, and other people might not be able to see that either. So we just need to be a bit more caring and a bit more understanding. But if we're a bit more understanding, we need to talk about it a bit more so we do understand. So we say, right, okay, you're actually, you don't, no one knows this at home. Chloe's now sat driving the desk.
You would never know that from where you were sat.
Well, you wouldn't. You wouldn't know that. And that's the whole point of it. So, you know, I say to people that you can do whatever you want to do, but I'm a bit worried about the labels that we give people. Because in some cases, okay, it can be good for people because they know how to handle it. And when somebody reads the label and they say, oh, you've got autism, they understand it. But the problem is, it's like picking up some food and saying, well, this has got X amount of bits of salt in it and so on. You think, well, unless you understand how much salt you're supposed to have and how much salt is good for you and how much is, you're not going to understand it. No. So there's no point in me saying, look, Sam's autistic, if you don't understand what autism is. And I think we need to talk about it, be a bit more understanding, but the labels can sometimes mystify people and they don't have a clue.
Especially with a disability like autism, where it's such a wide spectrum of people. Like, it's so different from one person to another that I can understand why it's so hard to understand. But at the same time, people don't put the effort in to understand.
See, what my question would be, why is autism a disability? Why is it not an ability?
Yeah, I think it works sort of both ways, where autism can be really hard to live with at times, but also it can make you more passionate about things. It can make you I think some of the most intelligent people in the world are autistic, to be honest.
Again, my question stands. Why is it classed as a disability? You've got this label on you that says you're a disability, and I think, hang on a minute, you've got ability. Why should we make that a disability? And like you said, some of the most intelligent people have autism, and to me, they're not disabled, are they, in that way?
So, I mean, everyone has struggles, and it's learning from person to person their struggles and what they need that will actually help them.
All right, we're going to bring in Leisha in the next hour, okay, because you've got a story to tell, haven't you?
Yes.
You have got a story to tell, haven't you? So we're going to have some Little Richard up to the news for 11 o'clock. You've got a story to tell as well?
Yeah, I think all right. We all have, to be fair.
So don't you dare tune away, listener. You're gonna learn a load.
The voices of Chloe and Leisha will be heard.
To your listener. I think we heard a lot of you too.